One key challenge revolves around matching increasing demand with supply. And we know that in the IEA net zero emission scenario, demand for critical minerals grows 3.5 times from 2021 to 2030, but existing plus announced supply to 2030 falls short of these demand projections, which creates problems down the road. And this market imbalance can be further exacerbated by dependencies along the supply chain. And this is the case because clean tech supply chains today are more geographically concentrated than fossil fuel supply chains. And the Resource Management Young Member Group guidebook that is published today addresses this specific point. But I also want to point out that in this context, the issue of strategic dependencies will gain prominence. And we have already seen the EU Critical Raw Materials Act as a first step to address this problem. But with heightened security of supply concerns, advanced economies should consider leveraging research and innovation to foster resource efficiency and the development of substitutes, as highlighted before by Jody and in previous panels today too. And this can represent an important departure from the traditional energy dilemma between sustainability, security, and affordability. And one example is sodium-ion batteries, for instance. But more importantly, advancing cost-effective substitutes can be both a way to reduce dependencies and to alleviate demand and price pressures for traditional chemistries, especially in the case of battery materials. And this can send strong signals to the demand side and have positive reverberations on the affordability of the transition by developing countries, which, as we all know, are key enablers of the Paris Agreement. But in addition to these challenges, Bianca, I wanted to mention one opportunity too, and that is that the transmission of upstream shocks is a lot slower in a mineral-intensive economy compared to a fossil-based one. And this is given that minerals are employed in the capex side more than the opex, as opposed to fossil fuels. And this means that a sudden price spike will only impact the newly purchased equipment and not the stock already in operation. And this does not hold in a fossil-dominated economy where fossil fuels have much shorter life cycles from extraction to combustion, and where therefore price spikes are reflected almost instantaneously in the production costs.
Thanks. So the issue